USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Threat of Hurricane Ian and memories of storms past sent Teresa Iglesias and her son Robert Rodriguez racing across the state from their home in Cape Coral on the western coast in South Florida. With many others, Ms. Iglesias and Mr. Rodriguez joined a caravan headed east across I-75 to escape the worst of the massive storm. They checked into a hotel in Hollywood on Tuesday, then started making a few last-minute grocery purchases on Wednesday. Officials in Cuba say they were working to restore electricity after the storm there knocked out power to the entire island on Tuesday night. At least two people were killed in that storm. With less than 2 months until the midterm elections, progressive Democrats are facing a test of their power. The left also faced a series of disappointments as Democratic voters from Ohio to Illinois to Texas rejected high-profile progressive challengers to moderates or incumbent members of Congress during the primary season. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.